Alright, welcome everyone. So today I am going to talk about the Azure Document DB Data Migration Tool. It's a new release tool. This basically helps you move many different data from different data sources to Azure's Document DB. And as you know that yesterday we have announced the GA for the Document DB, so it is completely available, fully ready for production. And you can see this tool just released on 7th of April 2015, right? So what you need to do, once you have this link with you, Azure Document DB Data Migration Tool, you click on download and download to the local folder. Once you extract that zip file, you'll get this folder, okay? And then this is a complete thing. And you also have a source code download option available from GitHub. So you can go and download that. So let me open that UI part of it and show you step by step. Now, this is the tool and this is the wizard from where it starts. So I am gonna take data from SQL Server and put it in my Document DB database. So let me go ahead and show you that SQL Server database. This is a local SQL Server and it has got one table, fairly simple one, and then I execute this query. I get all these 10 rows of this field, and I've got only one column. So let me just put them back to Azure Document DB. So to be able to do that, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and then take you to the Azure portal. So you need to log into portal.azure.com. to be able to get this Document DB access. Otherwise, the older portal, which is manage.windowsazure.com or azure.com, does not have Document DB service available. So I have already created a Document DB account, so it is available now. What I need to do, I need to create a database. So I will go ahead and add a new database. It is fairly simple one. It doesn't have anything, so I don't have any database exist. So I don't need a database. So I'll say that HR database. Okay, that's the name of the database. And I click OK. And once this database is ready, I have to create one more stuff inside the database. So I select the database and say add a collection. So the collection is kind of sort of a table where I'll dump all my JSON documents to. So I will name it as employee. And you have different capacity tier available based on how much data you want to store, etc., etc. So my employee collection is ready. If I go and use the Document Explorer, I should be able to see no record available. So I'm not going to explore that. Just want to quickly show you that. So HR database employee, and then you don't have any document. You can see that it is showing no documents found. Right, so what I'm going to do now, I'm going to put all my data, 11 rows, into this Informa individual JSON documents. So I will just run this tool, and first thing it will ask me, what is the source I'm importing from? So this will be SQL, and then it asks me one SQL connection string. So this is your typical ADO.NET standard connection string, which will look like your data source, which is the local database name, data server name, and then database name, and the security mode. So if it is using Windows Security, you use integrated or you use SQL Server thing. Now here, you will be providing the statement, the query, from which the data will come. And then I say next. And here, you will be, have to provide the connection string. Now notice here, this connection string has got account endpoint, account key, and database information. Now, where you will get those details? So if you go into the database section, right, and then I'll just go a little up. Here, inside that account, you click on the key, you get all this key, and you also get a section called connection string. So if you copy this connection string, ideally this connection string gets you only this much of information. Now, as per the tool, you need to append one small stuff, which is database equals to and the database name, which I already did. So this is my database equals to database name, right? So I'll just make sure that I have all small, right? So because my database name has got all small letters, so just in case. So I copy that and then put this connection string back here. And this also asks me which collection I want to put my data JSON document to. So I say next, and then I say import. Now if everything is fine, it's gonna go ahead and import all the records into my DocumentDB. So let's see how many imports are successfully done. So I will go ahead and then go to home, DocumentDB, go into database, the list of databases, click on that, go to the collection, specific collection, so employee collection, and then I say Document Explorer, and it asks me which collection I want to explore the document to, and now it shows me all those documents which has got records available. Now you can see that these are all in form of JSON document, and they all have got the values I can see exactly in my SQL Server. Just in case you want to compare that, you can see all these values are exactly the values which is available into that. That simple. Thank you. Have a great day.